This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. British voters on Thursday are picking a new government in a parliamentary election widely expected to bring the Labour Party to power, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Against a backdrop of economic malaise, mounting distrust of government institutions and a fraying social fabric, a fractious electorate is delivering its verdict on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservative Party, which has been in power since 2010. The centre-left Labour Party, led by Keir Starmer, has had a steady and significant lead in opinion polls. But Labour leaders have warned against taking the election result for granted. Sunak has tried to rally his supporters, saying he still thought the Conservatives could win, and defending his record on the economy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hurricane Beryl has ripped off roofs in Jamaica, jumbled fishing boats in Barbados, and damaged or destroyed 95% of homes on a pair of islands in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. It has rumbled past the Cayman Islands and took aim at Mexico's Caribbean coast, with at least 9 people dead in its wake. Beryl had been the earliest Category 5 hurricane in the Atlantic, but weakened by Thursday afternoon to a Category 2. Its eye was forecast to pass just south of the Cayman Islands overnight. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said after Hezbollah fired over 200 rockets into Israel, quote, "We established a principle, whoever harms us is marked for death." He said, "We know there's still a long way to go, but we are determined to restore security to the north and return the residents safely to their homes," Netanyahu during a meeting with Israeli Air Force commanders in Tel Aviv on Thursday. This